Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Clockwork Game Design Podcast. I am your host, Keith Burgun. Today is going to be a very, very short, very sweet, well, I guess not sweet, but short episode, where I'm just going to quickly talk a little bit about this podcast. I'm wrapping it up. I think a lot of, maybe creative people in particular, like, sort of struggle with, like, how do you apply your resources, your spoons, to certain projects or other projects? How do you organize things in your mind? And for me, like, I'm always juggling a lot of balls at the same time. I'm always working on at least 3 to 5 projects at any given time, plus 2 or 3, like, little, you know, things that are off on the side. And so in that environment, it's, like, really useful, really important to have, to be able to sometimes be like, this thing that I normally am working on, now I am not working on that anymore. And so, you know, like, the podcast has always been this thing. I've had this podcast. The first episode of this podcast was October 12th, 2015. So we're very, very close to 10-year anniversary, you know, 6 months out or 5 months out, something like that, from a 10-year, yeah, 6 months, 7 months, I don't know. I can't count, but it's close. It's this year would be the 10-year anniversary. And, you know, so it's just been something that I've had going on for so long. And I've really enjoyed it. I've learned so much. I've met so many really cool people. I'm also, like, I'm not saying that I'll never do a podcast episode again. I might come back with a new podcast at some point. I feel like last year, one of the things that I did was I made the second edition of the Clockwork Game Design book. And in doing that, it was a really, it was an interesting experience. I really like the second edition. I think I've improved it a lot. I definitely recommend people check it out if you can. But it really just showed me how much my perspective has changed and how much I feel like I've grown and changed over time. And that the clockwork game design pattern, which I still think is cool and useful and stuff, it's just like, it's not where I'm at. You know what I mean? And so, like, even these last year, 2024's interviews that I did, like, you can already sort of tell, like, I'm not at that place anymore of, like, that very formalist, very looking super closely at a very tiny little type of game design system, which, again, I think there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's cool. I'm really glad I did it. But you can tell, I think, that, like, my interests are elsewhere, and the name Clockwork Game Design is just kind of, you know, grandfathered in, right? So, yeah, I might come back with another podcast at some point. Even more likely than that, though, I think would be to do some kind of video series. Probably the most successful thing I've done in the game design space, the most popular thing I've ever done, was the 3-Minute Game Design series. And so I wouldn't do that, probably. Maybe I would. Yeah, actually, maybe I would. I'm just thinking out loud right now. But, you know, the point is I would do some kind of game design video series. I don't know about 3 minutes. We'll see. I'm not as into the, like, hyper brevity thing as much as I used to be. Like, I think it's okay to spend a little time and think and have some ums and uhs in there and all that kind of stuff. So, and that's reflective of my larger changing philosophy on design and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, I've been doing this podcast for like 10 years now. I would like to just kind of put it off to the side. I've been doing fewer and fewer episodes of it. I just also, more broadly, I'm more interested than ever before in making games and in playing games, frankly. Like, I right now, we have on the Discord a couple of which, by the way, you should come by the Discord if you are a listener to this podcast and you know you want to get more of my thoughts on stuff, and just come by the Discord. I'm hanging out there all day every day, and we're always talking about game design and games and stuff, so we'd love to have you. We have this concept on the Discord of gamelessness, which is the feeling of, like, I'd really love to play a game, but I cannot think of a single game that I actually want to play. And I think I coined that like 4 or 5 years ago or whatever. And then maybe longer ago than that, we have a little gamelessness emoji. And in the last few years, I said to them, like, I'm experiencing gamefulness, actually. I have so many games that I want to play that I want to spend time playing. You know, right now I'm playing two or three games at once, but I can list probably like 25 other games that I'd be super excited to go spend time playing. And so I just feel like I love games now more than I have since I was probably like a little kid, since I was like in my teen years. And I think there's a wide variety of reasons for why that is. And I think it does have to do with changing perspective and ideology. And, you know, there was a really long time where I would approach games and art in general, music, and I would sort of approach them with like standards, my ideas, my built up ideas about what makes games good, or, you know, or music good, or whatever it is. And I'd be going into them with that perspective and just like being like, oh, does this meet that criteria? You know? And it's not something I ever like consciously tried to do, you know, but it just built up over time. And I've been trying to break that up over the last few years. And I think like with some success, actually. Like I think I now am more able to enter into a game. This is not to say I don't have standards. This is not to say that I don't hate a lot of games. I still play games and like angrily hate on them. And there are certain things about games that bother me a lot. I'm not saying I like all games at all, but I am saying that there's a wide range of games that I can accept them even if they do have flaws. I can enjoy them even if they do have flaws. And of course they have flaws. Everything has flaws or things that I don't like. And so I don't know. I guess, you know, part of it is just kind of accepting that I think when you live in a universe where there are kind of right and wrong answers to game design questions, for example, it feels very frustrating. It feels very frustrating when you think like, why didn't they just do blank? Arg. You know, like, why didn't they do the obvious good thing? And I think part of it also is just like I've made a lot more games than I did when I was 10 years ago. You know, I'm a much more seasoned game developer, and I've had more experiences now where, you know, I would start out with that question of like, well, why don't we just blank? And then you build and you start seeing the answers to that question, why you don't just blank. You know, it's the classic like backseat quarterbacking thing, or backseat driving and quarterbacking, which are kind of related concepts. But anyways, the point is, it was when I, in 2013, 14, 15, I had designed a few handful of games. But I think as I got more experience, I, you know, some of those ideas about like, well, games should always be this way. Game design should be like this. This sort of thing is an auto reject, always bad sort of feature. I really don't feel that way about any particular kind of like design trope anymore. I feel like everything is kind of tools and choices, and everything has like kind of an upside and a downside, which is not to say that all games are equally good, but it is to say that all games have stuff in them that you could learn to appreciate. And so, yeah, there's more of like a relational and human kind of connection that I have with games now. And that has helped me a lot to experience this gamefulness, which I really enjoy having. And I think it's also like, so I've been working on this RPG, which is like the main thing I'm very excited to do. And I feel more excited to work on things like that, because I feel like they're more of an expression of really who I actually am. Whereas, as much as I'm so proud of like Oro, I think it's a super great, cool game, but it is missing a lot of the things that I love about video games. You know, it is missing sort of like some of that magic and mystery and sense of adventure and surprise and that feeling of like, you know, what else could be in here? What did they think of? That feeling of ambition that you would often get in RPGs. not to say I only want to make RPGs, but, you know, there's just like this magic of video games that Ouro, you know, people have said like it's kind of like a digital board game. And it is. It is kind of like a digital board game. There's nothing wrong with that. Board games are cool. But my heart, me, you know, like, who is Keith? I am ultimately like a video game lover, and I'll always love board games as well. But like, really where my heart is video games. And I mean, that's where I got my start. You know, I didn't play real board games, like designer board games, until like somewhere in my mid 20s, maybe even late 20s. I didn't grow up playing D&D. I avoided Magic the Gathering, like the plague, or any CCGs until like 2020. So I was not a tabletop guy, like at all. I was a video game guy. And so, yeah, it's just where my heart is. And so, you know, I think that this change in philosophy and stuff has definitely made me more interested in making games and in playing games. And when it comes to like conversations with other people, which I still want to do, but I feel like I would love to just have people, interesting game designers or smart people on various topics, just come on and talk about stuff, as we have for those last three episodes. For example, you know, like I'd love to just do that. But I'm not as interested anymore in like really kind of laying out some game design concept, like such as the triangle or different kinds of randomness, all those sorts of things that I've done, which again, it's not to say I'm never going to do that kind of stuff, but it's just not where I'm at right now. Right now I want to make games, you know, and the cool thing is like games are themselves a game design essay, you know, like they're actually like a hyper detailed, you know, like the equivalent of like five game design books in one game, for especially for something large like an RPG. So because they, you know, there's so many decisions in there, and so much of it is like an exploration and then a demonstration of different concepts. So yeah, that's where I'm at. So that's why I'm kind of thinking about, well, not thinking about, I am ending this podcast. The Clockwork Game Design Podcast is complete. And I am excited about new things in the future. Right now I'm working on the RPG. I have a couple other game designs kicking around. But really the RPG is the main thing. Plus I do have a day job, which is very cool. I'm working with Us2, who is a fantastic company. You might know them from Monument Valley. I'm really enjoying it. They're really great. That's a great job. But right now I just want to make games. And in the future, when it comes to game design stuff, that was the other thing. My publisher asks about like maybe writing a new book or something like that. And I thought about it. And I also thought about doing a second edition to my first book. But when I looked at my first book to see like if I could do a second edition of it, unlike Clockwork Game Design, I had the feeling of like, I would just want to start over. Like, I don't see how I can make this book into something that I would be like excited about working on right now. So, that's. So I'm article writing. I'd love to write articles, but nobody reads them. So I think that the way that like somebody in the game development and game design space who wants to actually connect with people about, you know, writing and talking about these things, I think video is the format right now. And that just takes a lot of time and effort. So what I'm kind of thinking is after this Us2 contract is over, which I don't know when that'll happen. But after that, I might pick up either a new video series or a new podcast. More likely a new video series, though, because I feel like podcasts are also sort of not on the way out, but there was a time, you know, in the early 2010s, it sort of felt like podcasts were kind of like a new and exciting thing, whereas now it sort of feels a lot harder to like make waves with a new podcast. So, but I'm not ruling it out either. I'll put some thought into it. I'd love to hear your thoughts in terms of what you might like to see more from me, especially from people who have been my Patreon patrons this whole time. I'd love to see what you'd love to see more of. The Patreon is going to be more about, I do, by the way, one thing I have been sort of consistently writing, I don't know if anyone has noticed, but I do use my blog and I write game reviews, which is something I do enjoy a lot, and I hope somebody gets something out of it. And so I'll continue doing that. I'll continue running the Discord community, which is great. We're currently playing Mechabellum in the Game Design Book Club. Yeah, the podcast is going to end. So the Patreon, I'm going to have another post on about this, but the Patreon is going to be more about, like, you know, supporting game development, the community, and that kind of stuff. But yeah, that's about it for this, this week, or this, not week, but this episode. Thanks so much for listening, all these years, to those of you who have, and, yeah, come check out my Patreon, or my, well, yeah, my Patreon, for sure, and but also my Discord, and, yeah, I'll see you around.